Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise, ladies and gentlemen, especially if it's full of barium, aluminium, and chromium, and strontium, and scumbaggerium. In fact, I wonder if that would be quite an interesting element, don't you think, scumbaggerium? It could tell you anything you wanted to hear, and it would always, always, always sap the energy out of any other element that you put it in contact with. Scumbaggerium. Look it up. It's in the periodic table of scumbaggerium. My very special guest, Steve Hart, is now joining us now, former BBC fellow. In fact, we were talking about an interesting story there, weren't we, about David Icke, and you were in your 20s when he came out. Could you tell the listeners what you just told me?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was in my 20s. David Icke was a popular football player for a mainstream football team, you know, Division One. I wasn't a big fan of football, of course, but, you know, he was a Division One football player. And then he came out and dressed completely in pink, I think, and said, "I'm giving up football and I've seen the light and you're all missing it, and I'm going to spread the word, and I've got the word on, you know, everything you need to know to change your life, because we're heading for oblivion." And of course, he his notoriety made sure he was on the front page of every national newspaper across Great Britain, and he appeared most notably on a TV chat show, a bit like we have Campbell Live in New Zealand, perhaps a bit like
Oprah.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, and it was. Hosted by a TV guy called Terry Wogan, who some people may know, and a very popular chat show. And he went on the show with Terry, live studio audience, and they just could not stop laughing at David Icke, openly laughing at him as he was trying to explain, you know, that he's changing his tack on humanity, and he's now going to make it his life's work to help people understand the bigger picture. And you know, back then I just kind of took it at face value. Good on him. You know, he's welcome to his opinion, but he certainly caused an absolute stir, you know, across Great Britain when he kind of came out and said, "We've got to stop this, what we're doing, and think differently about how we treat the Earth."
We really do. And he looks back on all of that now, allegedly, that basically that was the thing that taught him the most about how humanity really is, and how you kind of get picked on if you stand out and stuff like that, but how you still survive it anyway. So one man is actually much stronger than all the people who would ridicule you.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's
And dig this. On the 23rd of October, he's filling Wembley Stadium.
Ha! Huh, I didn't know that. Fantastic.
Okay, they called him crazy, like, what was this, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And now he's going to fill frackin' Wembley Stadium. How about them apples?
I bet he didn't fill it when he was a football player.
Yeah.
But yes, that's great. I mean, and he's stuck to his word, isn't he? He's just stuck to his word, and you have to admire the man for what he's done. He's he's just taken a lot of aggravation and bullying over the years, and I think slowly, people are beginning to say, actually, he might have an idea, and perhaps we should just listen a bit more.
Yep. You know how everybody was like freaking out about the Olympics, or freaking out about 2012, or freaking out about this, that, and the other. That's why I always stay away from predicting stuff. David Icke, on the other hand, the predictions he's made, most of them have come true.
Yeah, interesting guy, and hopefully.
And it was quite a pleasure to speak at his conference here in New Zealand as well. In fact, anybody wants to see that, just search Vinnie Eastwood, David Icke on YouTube. You should be able to find it. I spoke at his conference. It was great. Now, what were we talking about? Smart meters. This new public. I told you about that that lady with the five kids, 6 months pregnant, who got her power cut off, didn't I?
Yeah, the cockroaches. They should never have done that. They've got no business taking people's power away. Even if people can't pay the bill, there should be a basic right to have power and water. I think it's a human right in this day and age. And just to cut someone's power off just because they fear the health effects or the privacy issues of a smart meter being installed, just disgraceful behavior. Obviously, some needle-nosed pen pusher doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, and it's on a par, I think, with the incident that happened a number of years ago where a Polynesian woman in South Auckland couldn't she was on a breathing machine or something like that, and they couldn't pay their power bill. And so without checking with the family in this situation, or maybe even just without caring, they cut They cut off the power and she died.
That's right.
Is your electricity bill that much more important than human life? You freaking scum.
Well, you got the shareholders to think of, Vinny. Must always put the shareholders first, and they need their.
If you ask any shareholder, is it okay if we kill innocent people here or there to make sure that your profit margins are up? Ask any shareholder; most of them would say no.
I am sure you're right. And that's the madness of the financial system we have is that companies don't do what's right for their customers. They don't often do what's right for their employees. At the top level of any business, it's the bottom line, and the market forces them to deliver a profit to their shareholders. And every year, the profit has to be better than last year. And so the company has to find ways to cut costs and grow business. And it's and so you could argue that the system is destined to fail because you can't, there's only so much pie. And once you've cut the pie up into a few bits, it will only go so far. And the only way for a company to make more money is to get a bit of someone else's pie, and then
that was the reason why the pilgrims and everybody escaped Europe to the New World, because the land was already all owned by the giant elite and royal families of Europe, and they had no choice. They were never going to be able to own their own means of production that way.
And so when it comes to doing business, if you don't pay your bill, you're a drain on that business. You're not contributing to shareholder wealth, and so you've got to go. And if that means killing someone, it appears to be, so be it. In the case to which you refer, which happened in South Auckland, as you say, a few years ago, but before we continue with that, systems have been put in place apparently to stop it ever happening again. The family didn't have English as their first language. They weren't properly able to communicate the situation with the guy who turned up to cut the power off, because he can do it from outside the building. He didn't have to enter the house to go and cut the power off. And
apparently he was let in the house and he saw the lady on the breathing machine and stuff like that, saw that it was plugged into the wall. I don't think communication was an issue.
Thank you, Vinny. I didn't know that. It makes it even worse then, doesn't it?
Have you noticed that's the general rule of thumb? Whatever you think is really bad, it's usually worse.
Yeah, well, really, it's manslaughter then, isn't it? Involuntary manslaughter. That's what it is.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
if what you're saying is true, the guy went in and he saw the woman was on a breathing machine that kept her alive, and it was plugged into the wall, and then he knowingly went outside and cut the power off to the house. Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, because maybe he just didn't know whether or not she'd actually die. Like, maybe it was just he thought like, oh well, she'll be fine. They've got the that thing that they use in fireplaces. They've got one of those there. They'll manage.
That's right. Yeah, and of course she had. Their family had young children too. So it's just unconscionable, the behaviour, and just as bad with the family you mentioned, a pregnant lady with young children having her power cut off just because she refused a smart meter. And I'm doing research. I'm no expert on smart meters, but I'm, as a journalist, I'm just doing all the research I can. And as far as I can see, no one has proven these smart meters to be safe in that they, you know, transmit quite powerful radio waves on the in New Zealand on the 2.5G network, which is like a hair below the 3G network, and pulsing every 15 minutes. And that pulse may only last for a second or a fraction of a second, but it's a huge pulse.
Well, doesn't it get repeated like 100,000 million times a day as well?
Well, that's right. What the power companies will tell you is that, don't worry, these smart meters only send a signal back to the power company for 20 seconds every day. And so you think, oh, okay, well, 20 seconds, you know, perhaps at 11 o'clock at night won't do too much harm. But then you actually find that, oh, no, that's the cumulative figure. It's every 15 minutes for, a second or two, which adds up to 20 seconds or so during the course of a day. So it's every 15 minutes, the householder. And you've got to think, you know, particularly of the young and the elderly who are in the home 24/7, bombarded every 15 minutes with a pulse of, it's very similar to a mobile phone pulse.
This is why it's sometimes caused a lot of sleep problems with a lot of people, because it's very difficult to be asleep if you're kind of getting bombarded every 15 minutes and being jolted out of it.
Yeah, well, doing my research just yesterday, I communicated with a lady who lived in New Zealand. She's a school teacher. And once a week, she would spend the day at home where it was nice and quiet, and she would mark all the papers for her pupils. And so she would spend the day doing that, and nice quiet house, no problems, and she would spend the day marking papers. Anyway, a smart meter got installed, and she didn't think anything of it. She was, you know, she got a notice saying, you know, we need to install a smart meter, you know, what we won't bother you and blah, blah, blah. So the smart meter got installed. A few weeks later, after the installation, she's finding she's getting headaches. And whereas before she could sit down for 4 or 5 hours and just mark her students' papers, now she can't concentrate. Her mind wanders and she's getting headaches. And, you know, every 10 or 15 minutes, her mind's drifting to something else and she just can't get the job done anymore. She does her research and figures, wow, the smart meter is causing me detrimental health issues. I can't work like I used to work. So she complained and did all she could to get the smart meter removed. But then she saw that her smart meter was next to five others at the end of the block. And so even if she got her one removed, well, there's five others anyway. In the end, the power company just plain blank refused to take away the smart meter and replace it with an analog one. I mean, companies still make analog meters. It is an option. So this lady did no more than... in essence, get on a plane, and she flew 5 hours across the Tasman Sea to Australia, and she's currently living in a house without a smart meter. Her health has returned, she can concentrate on what she needs to do, and she's fighting very hard in her patch of Australia to stop a smart meter being installed in the streets and the houses near where she lives. And that's just one example of the huge cost that some people pay just because the power companies want to sack some meter readers, save a few bob, and affect people's health in the process. And, of course, apart from people's health, the next thing will be smart appliances. You will go down to the store to get a new fridge or a washing machine or a microwave, and one day soon, it may be 5 years or so, but you will only be able to buy a smart appliance, and that smart appliance will talk to your smart meter. And one day soon, you'll go and put on the washing machine to do the to wash your clothes one night, perhaps at 7 or 8 p.m. in the evening during what you might call the peak hours of energy usage. and you'll go to turn on your washing machine, and it won't work. And it won't work because the power company would have deemed that you using the washing machine at 7 o'clock in the evening is not a good use of power. They would much prefer you do your washing at 4 a.m. or 8 a.m. when the load is much lower. And so suddenly people's lives will begin to change. They won't be able to do what they
want. Or if you're drawing too much power, like if you've got a heater going or something like that, or if you've got like 3-4 kids in the house and, you know, they're using a lot of power or a lot of water or something like that, they'll just say, no, sorry, we're only going to give you a specific allotted amount, and that's what you're going to have to get by with. I mean, they're going to have smart meters for water, smart meters for – they're going to have smart everything. You know, it makes you long for a time where the meters were dumb and the people were smart.
Well, yeah, I mean, one guy I was speaking with yesterday, he's made a whole business out of this. He goes around to people's homes, and people familiar with feng shui will know that, you know, a house has to be facing in a particular.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We'll have to talk about that after the break. We'll be talking about another spectrum of home design. Made by vampirical employees of the Rothschild Corporation, called Feng Shui, as they figure out a way to best arrange the furniture while they suck the blood out of your neck and out of your economy. Be right back after the break. This is the news.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. When along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. That song right there by Johnny Cash, I've been everywhere, man. All the smart meter installers globally play that when they're... see through their big fans to install a whole bunch of deathly bathing radiation in your neck of the woods. They're just lovely. Oh, those freaking scumbags. And we've kind of highlighted the fact that you can block these things via physical apparatus, like with the smart meter blocker made by Guido in Canada there. And what he's been doing, and a lot of other people have been taking responsibility for, like let's say you're the person on the block that has a few grand spare or something like that, and it's not terribly much to you, but you know for a fact that if your entire block gets smart meters and you just protect your ones, but it doesn't make a difference because you're still going to get pulsed by your neighbor's ones, aren't you? So what's been happening in Canada now is there's been some people who've been coming in and they'll buy like dozens of smart meters and do their entire street, okay? Not only to just protect themselves, but also to protect their communities. And you have community collectives and things propping up all over the place. And, of course, this is interesting. The December 21st, 2012 is the date of what? Turns out it's the completion date for Canada's smart meter installation. Turns out it's also the completion date for the Pentagon's alleged world surveillance system, which is due to go online on December 21st, 2012. Also the stuff going, you know, am I the only one who sees something really, really freaky afoot here? Am I the only one who sees that they're placing a physical global surveillance grid to control your information and control your power supply and, in essence, control you entirely? Am I the only one that sees this stuff being installed? Am I the only one who sees there's a problem here? No, I'm freaking not. Am I, Steve?
You're not. There's two of us at least. I think we, in some theatres, and your listeners may know of these, you go to the theatre and they have installed systems whereby your phone will not ring, so you don't disturb people with your iPhone during a performance. I think if that technology exists for theatres and other public places, it must exist for the consumer. And I think we need to be looking at as that as an option. Perhaps we can install that in our homes and just block the transmission of our data from our homes to the world.
Or even do it secretly, okay? And let's say you had small-scale versions of that, like something the size of a hearing aid battery, for example, that you could place somewhere. Like, let's say you simply attach it to the power pole very close to a smart meter or something like that, and it'll dull that area. So in this way, you can covertly subvert every single reading that all the power companies are getting a whole bunch down the street. And if they're, in fact, you know, I think maybe some form of nanotech or whatever would be real cool, but I don't know, maybe out of my price range. But that'd be choice, don't you think, Steve, if we managed to disrupt all their readings for an entire street and they'd have no idea why? Waste your smart meter money, you lizard scum.
That sounds like a good idea. I think we've got to, you know, civil disobedience is non-violent civil disobedience. Mustn't get violent. I'm waiting for the guy to turn up at my house to install with his big fat smile and his screwdriver to say, "We come to put your smart meter on," and we'll see what he does, because they are not going to put a smart meter on my property. I put up a sign saying private property, no entry. But of course, the power companies do have right of entry. They have an easement on every property in the country, basically. So, but the private property sign is at least an indication that you're not welcome unless you're invited. And then,
you have to have something specific that says no smart meters, so that your intention is declared.
Yes. Well, my intention has been declared forthrightly to everyone concerned at my power company, and. And also, I've stuck a silly sticker on my analog meter as well, saying "no smart meter here." But they're going to turn up anyway. And,
yeah.
I was speaking to a lady last week, and she felt quite helpless that a guy with a smart meter has been installed. She wasn't really happy with it, but she didn't complain. She didn't say anything, and now she's got it. She's worried and unhappy, and I think people have been conditioned just to do as you're told. And
you know what, a dog might be a good solution to that. A dog house by the smart meter with a very vicious, angry, mangy looking dog from the pound or something like that, you know, just hook it up, and anybody who comes around smart meter, get the most vicious dog you can, no muzzle, yep, go for your life, mate, try and install it.
I've got a vicious goat that will attack anyone.
How Luciferian!
They keep the weeds down, mate. Anyway, one of them is particularly vicious. I might let him go. He'll go and jab someone in the leg with his horns.
Yeah, I'll just tie him to the meter, mate. You know, make sure he's got some feed and a little goat house there or something like that. Maybe paint him red.
Oh, that's a good idea. Paint his horns red.
Yeah. And get some goat contact lenses from like Lord of the Rings set or something like that. So he's got like these reptilian goat eyes or something like that. Dude comes down the store, then suddenly there's this red horned goat with freaking reptilian scary android eyes looking at him kind of stuff. Ooh.
I think you might do the trick. Good idea. But I think each of us has got to educate ourselves and decide what we're comfortable with and take a stand when necessary.
Find new and fun ways to ingest smart meter installers. But I don't mean to encourage violence. It shouldn't be. And obviously, I'm just joking, ladies and gentlemen. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's almost violent for somebody to come onto your property. It's criminal. It's violation for somebody to come onto property that is mine, change a piece of my property that affects the rest of it in perpetuity, can track me and give me cancer and possibly cause me sleep deprivation and heart palpitations and all the other stuff that's available to it, and there ain't nothing I can do about it? And people think we're free in this society? You're not freaking free!
And it's the privacy issue as well. You know, I believe that's of equal importance. And I think the health issues linked to smart meters is getting a lot of traction, and that's all fine and dandy. But you know, the smart meters haven't been proved to be safe. They haven't been proved to be good for you, and proving detrimental health effects of smart meters is hard, if not impossible. And we won't know, you know, the health issues perhaps for 20 or 30 years, like with asbestos in the 60s and 30 years later.
They already knew that asbestos was bad in the first place. They just censored all the material. We already know that smart meters are absolute killers. Like, really, at the end of the day, that's the best thing that they could be called, and the best hope you can have is for them to kill you before you spend your entire life suffering under the radioactive fields in the sleepless night and make you go insane.
Yeah. Well, I honestly think that, you know, one day I will move house and I will go to buy another house. And normally the first question I ask the real estate agent is, does the house have fast internet access? And if it doesn't, I'm not interested. It doesn't matter how good the house is or where it is. If it's one of those in New Zealand, then there's plenty of them that doesn't have access to broadband internet, I won't buy it. I can't buy it. But my next question now will be, does it have a smart meter? And if it does, I won't buy it. And I really, I'm asking people, you know, to ask that question. When they go and view a house, does it have broadband? Does it have a smart meter? If it has a smart meter, you walk away. As soon as things like that start happening, when people can't sell their houses because they got a smart meter attached, and that's when the markets change, is when people say, no, I'm not buying it. It's not acceptable. If you put an analog meter in, I'll buy it. But until then, I won't. That's when people individually get hurt because they can't sell their house. And that's when things will start to change.
Yep. That's called putting the anal into analog meter. All right. Thank you very much, Steve, for coming on the show with us today, however nice it was in its brevity. And if you could please just plug your websites and ways people can contact you in future.
Sure. I've got two websites. One is about the documentary about smart meters, ourstruggle.nz. My personal website is stevehart.co.nz. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve, for coming on the show with us. And we'll put that stuff on the archives. And also, ladies and gentlemen, listening in the chat room or listening on the live streams, if you go Google Vinny Eastwood Chat, it should come up with the chat room there for you. Join us in the chat room and we will actually grab your Skype name off there. In fact, I'll give you mine and you add me and we're all going to have a nice, long, good conversation after the show today. And Steve, if you want to join us, you can. See you again sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, at the Vinny Eastwood Show.com. Don't you go changing.